Thanks for joining us today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Protests in Algeria look like the start of another Arab Spring. I'll give you more details and prayer needs in just a moment. And then later on, you might not realize it, but there is a mission field in your backyard. A ministry friend explains how to enter in. First, protests continue this week in Algeria. Demonstrators don't want the current ruler to seek a fifth term in April. President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has ruled Algeria for the last 20 years. To Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton, this is starting to look like the situation in Sudan. Protesters there have been calling for a presidential change since December.
The protesters are calling for leadership change. The president of Algeria has said that he is going to run in the upcoming elections there. This would be, I believe, his fourth or fifth term.
Protest leaders are trying to avoid an Arab Spring 2.0.
They are going very far to not let the protests become violent. And in fact, the president today issued a statement praising the fact that the marchers were peaceful.
But that could all change at a moment's notice.
You start to think back to the Arab Spring. You start to think back to some of the violence that we saw during that period of time. And it could get ugly. When you have an authoritarian government and you have people marching in the street, there is a recipe there that things could turn in a bad direction.
Pray that protests in Algeria remain peaceful. If the government does change, ask God to raise up a leader who protects religious freedom and religious minorities. Next, we move on to Iran, where we find that the issues that led to a revolution in Iran 40 years ago still resonate. Chief among them, unemployment and economic inequality. That's led to a phenomenon called brain drain among the young and the educated. For those who stay behind, they're disillusioned and searching for hope. Heart for Iran's Dr. Mike Ansari tells us about a new project called Masihiya.com.
Populated on an e-learning platform, the site is designed to engage seekers, isolated believers, and Muslim background believers, and provide a process-driven online experience to equip, train, disciple, and activate formation of online and underground house churches. The content is provided by dozens of our ministry partners targeting a variety of social and spiritual needs. At the very core of the site is the gospel message of love, forgiveness, and grace.
Not everybody was happy about the project. The government initially blocked it, but it's accessible inside the country now, and the situation reveals an ongoing need for prayer.
Please pray for God's favor over this strategy and platform. There are several hundred attempts per day to hack our online activities. Also pray for wisdom and anointing for us to make the right decision.
And E3 Partners is passionate about equipping people to globally spread the gospel. But the ministry also recognizes the need for God's word in its home country, the United States. That's why E3 partners with and offers training for U.S. churches. E3's Jeff Johnston says an example of the impact is in Steve's story, a man who decided to knock on doors and offer to pray for his community. Then, one couple invited him back.
For 9 weeks, Steve kept coming back and just reading through the Bible with Daniel and Laura and sharing the gospel with them over and over again and teaching them how to share it themselves and just really pouring into them and discipling them. And it's kind of crazy to see what's come of that now.
Steve baptized the couple, and now they attend his church.
They also started volunteering at the church, and now they're doing the exact same thing that Steve did to help bring them back to Christ. They're going out weekly and knocking on doors and asking people if they can pray for him and sharing the gospel with people and discipling people. And so the work is multiplying, and the kingdom of God is just spreading throughout their city.
Pray for Daniel and Laura for their faith and ministry work. Read about the rest of this story, along with ways to get E3 training at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.